Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again as we tear it open your word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward, Father, to touch me. Touch me with thy power, Father. Give me strength. Give me help. And give me knowledge. And may he speak through me, Father, so that your words are not mine but yours. So that those that will hear will know that these words, Father, are not man's words. They are your words. Now be with us throughout this study, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. We're going to be in Deuteronomy again. And we're going to be starting here with chapter 6. Chapter 6 is not a very long chapter. In fact, there's 25 verses. But we'll see, because it has a lot of things in it. God talks about the great commandment, warning against disobedience. You know, we'll see what the Holy Spirit has for us. So if you're with me, let's start now with verse 1. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whether you go to possess it. In other words, going into the land that God gave each one of them, they are to take these commandments with them and to do them. Now here's verse 2. That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Be letting them know that if they will do these things, and also teach their sons and their sons' sons, in other words, their grandsons, all the days of their life, that their days can be prolonged. It could live probably more longer years. Now, 3. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that you may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee in the land that flowed with milk and honey. He's told them to be to observe, to do, and to keep these commandments. He's used several verses here now, letting them know. Now here in verse 3, or verse 4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And this is what mankind needs to be hearing today and listening to. There is only one God, one Heavenly Father. But they are three with Him. He tells us in His Word, there are three in heaven that record, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. We only deal with one at a time of them. As we go through the Bible, if you will notice, here in the Old Testament, they're dealing with the Lord God, our Heavenly Father, if you want to use that name. Now, then there comes a time when God knows that man is in need of something else to help him along the way. And He sends His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world. But when He comes into the world, and when His ministry starts here on this earth, He has all the power of the Heavenly Father at His disposal. Because you see, He also is here with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Then His death, His resurrection, His ascension back to heaven to set, as the scripture says, set on the right hand of power, on the right hand of God. He sent back to you and I the Holy Spirit. But before He could give you and I the Holy Spirit, He had to go back to heaven. Because you see, this is all part of the deity of the Godhead. We don't know exactly how everything works yet. But one day we will step out of this life and into the next. And then we will know as we are known and will have greater understanding of all things. Be nothing hid from you and I. But they are being told something here in this next verse that you and I are told time after time after time in the New Testament. Number five. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. You know, we can't get any plainer than that, what we're being told right there. But we are told that all through the New Testament, time after time after time. Because he is not only first in our life, but he is our life if we are born again children of God. And if we're not, then we are walking lost in the ways of the world and with Satan. But once you repent, you're forgiven, you're into his word, you grow, you're born again, filled with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, your life is his. It's not yours anymore. It's his. It belongs to him. And we give it to him freely when we are his. We want him to have it. We want him to take it and to do with it whatever he will. Use it any way he wants to use it. Number six, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. Now we're hearing these commandments. How are they in thy heart? We know we're told the same thing here in the New Testament within the church age. Seven, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou raisest up. We're never to be far away from God because he lives in us. If we are his, he is in us. Now, eight. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Nine. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. In other words, you keep these commandments where you know they are, and you have them upon your house. That's why today we anoint our homes with the anointed oil. The Lord knows that he is welcome in our home. And that we are doing the best we know how. And we continue to grow in knowledge and truth of God's word daily. And that's why you find this ministry doing what it's doing now. By having this Bible study every morning, every evening, and then we are praying that you take this word with you all through the day. Depending upon the Lord God for your need for that day, whatever it be. Now, verse 10, and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not. And we know that's exactly what happened. He's given them cities they didn't build. There was others built those cities. Now God's giving it to them. Because those that had built these cities, they were not ones that were worshiping the Lord God at all. They worshiped false gods, idols. Now God is turning their cities over to his people. 11, and houses full of all good things, which thou buildest not, and wells digged that thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full. Letting them know, you didn't do any of these things that I have given them to you. Just as today, you could not have anything you've got if it was not for the Lord Jesus Christ. Think about that. And think about the pain, the hardship that he went through, so that you and I could have eternal life with the Lord our God in heaven and not be in that lake of fire in hell. What a great God we serve. And what a good God he is. Now, Twelve, then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. He's warning them now. He's giving them warning. And what's he going to be giving them warning for? Imagine he's going to be warning them against disobedience, isn't he? Because that's what we're warned against today. Being disobedient unto the word of Almighty God and not living what it says and the way it says. 13. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and serve him, and shall swear by his name. We are to fear him. And that's what's the matter with most of mankind today. They have no fear of God and what God can and will do with them, just as he promises in his word. A lot of them will never pick up a Bible to read his word, to even know what he has said or what he has warned us about, and they'll go out of this life lost, headed for hell with Satan and his demons and all others that are unbelievers. And one day they'll sit in that lake of fire that will burn forever. And as the scripture says, the worm never dies. Now, 14. Ye shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people which are round about you. Because you see, in these lands where he was given them, they were all idol worshipers. And they had all kinds of idols. There were many, many, many different idols and false gods that they were worshiping. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you. We read that a couple times this morning, didn't we? That he is a jealous God. Now here it is again. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you. Lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off of the face of the earth. He letting them know, straight up. Now this is Moses speaking, but the Lord has told him what to teach them, what to speak and teach them. 16. Ye shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him in Manasseh. That Manasseh means testing or proving. And you know, we, just as they are here being warned, we are also told not to tempt the Lord our God or test him. We need to look within ourselves to find out what is wrong. God does not lie. His word does not lie. He keeps his promises. And when we pray about one of his promises and we get no answer, we needn't look to him. Look within to find why. Because you see, he really has already given it. But there's something within you that is blocking to keep you from receiving. It can be doubt and a lot of other things. Now, 17, you shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes which he has commanded thee. You know, there are a lot of things that God asks of us and tells us not to do that is above and beyond the Ten Commandments even. But today, we're not even keeping them. And we have allowed our government to quit keeping it. We have churches today that are accepting homosexuality in their churches as just another lifestyle. That is an abomination unto God. He said so. We'll be getting into that even later. Now, adultery. Adultery is getting rampant in our country. We have ministers standing today, supposed to be ministers, standing today in the podium that's got two and three living wives. That also is an abomination unto God. Killing our babies by the hundreds of thousands. Murder. That's what it is in the eyes of God. Proclaiming that they're not human beings until they breathe this, they're born and breathe this air. But we know that's not so, because we know that there has been those that have been filled even with the Holy Spirit while yet in their mother's womb. And if they were not life, they wouldn't have developed and grown to be born into this life. You see, they was life there the moment of conception, or it would not have grown. And it's not a woman's choice. Mankind don't have that kind of choice. Now, And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Do that which is right in the sight of God. 19. Cast out all thy enemies from before thee, as the Lord hath spoken. And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what means the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God has commanded you? And you will get questions from your children. You can figure on that. You that are parents and new parents, you. Those of you that has got children that are up any size at all, you know what I'm saying is true. They're full of questions. Now, 21. Then thou shalt say unto thy son, We were Pharaoh's bondsmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. He's letting them know they are to share with their children what God did for them. 22. And the Lord showed signs and wonders, great and sore, upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And we know he did, because we know all of the things he done to get Pharaoh to turn a loose stone. 23. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. And he's brought us there now to give us that land. 24. And the Lord commanded us to do all things, all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good, good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. These are things they are to share with their children. In the last verse of chapter 6, and it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God as he has commanded us. When you get on over into our day and time, into the church age, God hasn't changed. We are still to keep his commandments. We are still to walk in fear of him, knowing that he is righteous, and we are to be righteous. And if we're not, what he will do with us is what we need to be fear of. Knowing the all power of Almighty God, and knowing that he will do exactly what he said he would do. He loves us. He loved us when we was not worthy of it. But he will do what he said he would do. And if you continue to walk as an unbeliever, you'll go to hell just as his word says will happen. You'll say, oh, now God ain't gonna put nobody in hell. God didn't put you there. You put yourself there by not believing in him. He warned you. He told you time after time after time in different ways. But you continued to walk in disbelief, rejecting him, not wanting to live his way, to go on in your own prideful way. If that will not work, not you make heaven your home. And I want to be with him. I want to serve him. I want to live with him and to serve him. I'm not going into chapter 7. It's short. It's only one verse longer than chapter 6. There's 26 verses in it. but I'm not going into it because it's going to have a lot in it too. Because he's going to be talking to us about the separation from heathens. That was in that day. But also, we are told the same thing in the New Testament. And how we are to be holy people to the Lord. And how we receive blessings, all obedience and all. These are things we're going to be getting into in chapter 7. So we're going to leave that for the next time. And we'll be picking up our study. Now, you can read it if you'd like, but you may have questions for the next time. But we will be back into this until next Monday. Because as of tomorrow morning, we're going to be back in to the Gospels. In fact, we'll be getting in the Gospel of John, and we're getting close to being just about finished with that. And then we'll be into the New Testament. In fact, we probably will finish the book of John, the Gospel of John, probably tomorrow, because we will be going into chapter 20, and there's only 21 verses or chapters in John. And then we're going to be going in to the New Testament. And right now we are into Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. We've been through Acts and Romans. We are now into 1 Corinthians. And we will be actually in chapter 8 of 1 Corinthians. And when we finish the book of John, for the rest of our reading and studies, we will be dividing the week up between the New Testament and the Old Testament until we finish the New Testament. Will probably be the longest in the Old Testament. But you see, we are going through the complete Bible. Pray for me. I need your prayers. I'll be praying for you. Pray for this ministry. Pray for our country. And most of all, pray for our churches. They are in great need of prayer. There's a lot of teaching that is contrary to the Word of God going on. We need that stopped. We need them back into the truth of God's Word. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, I thank you for the times that we come together of a morning and of the evening to share with each other the truth of your word. And I thank you, Father, that it is at those times also that we are sharing with each other and with you and with the Holy Spirit and with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, We pray for Israel and Jerusalem. We pray for them to have peace. Father, we know that right now that we're not having much peace. Rockets coming into that land all the time, Father, causing destruction and death. Father, we love them. We know you love them. We are praying for peace for them, Father. We pray for them to be safe. But even more than that, Father, we pray that they all will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, so that one day Israel will be known as the land of Jesus. And Father, this land of ours, as I said earlier in our study, Father, that has turned its back and walked so far away from the Lord Jesus Christ. Brought things into the church, Father, that should never have been allowed to pass by the door and being accepted as a way of life that is abomination to you. I pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit will work with all of your children to bring us together, to help us, Father, to take from our government office those that are against the Lord Jesus Christ, that's against you and your children and against the church, and to replace them, Father, with those that love you, love the church, will work with us to bring this land to repentance so it can be healed and back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that foundation being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, I pray for strength. I'm in need of strength, Father, and thy healing power. You know what I need, Father. I'm bringing it to you, Toes, to bring it to you and to ask. And I am asking, Father, for the Holy Spirit to touch me, to make me whole, make me strong, and to use me in great and mighty ways, reaching out to those that are walking in darkness so I can help, be of help, to bring them out of darkness and into light, that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Holy Spirit, Father, flow through me, doing thy work here upon this earth. You know what this ministry needs, Father. You know that we depend upon you. We stand upon you, upon your word. And we know that only you can take this ministry forward. Put it where you want it, Father, where it can do the most good. Not just for us, but for mankind and for you. So that we can all walk according to your word, in your will and your way, not ours. Father, I ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. Have a great evening. Walk with God, he'll walk with you. Have a good night now. Hopefully, God willing, we can all be together again in the morning at 10 a.m. So until then, good night.